312-3827.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's going to be warm. It's going to be windy. And we are under a red flag warning also. Let's check out some temperatures right now. Eva, Oklahoma, up in the Oklahoma Panhandle. You're the hot spot in the state at 95 degrees. 90 degrees at Arnett, 84 degrees at Alva, 89 at Bessie, 86 at Cheyenne, home of Cash Daddy. 89 at Hollis, 90 at Hobart, out here in a panhandle, I'm sure more of the same. 95 at Lipscomb, 94 at Miami, 91 at McLean, and 88 at Wellington, and 88 at Odell. It's pretty warm, being brizzy. Let's see here. Elevated, yes. Red flag warnings. All of western Oklahoma. A lot, about half of the eastern Texas panhandle and everything but, what, Cimarron County in the panhandle of Oklahoma and southwestern Kansas is under red flag warning. And then if you look way up there north across Kansas, all of North Dakota, most of South Dakota, a lot of Wisconsin, a lot of Nebraska, all under red flag warning also, and a big chunk of northeastern Montana. So pretty dry stuff. Well, I'm sure if you haven't seen it yet, but the U.S. Drought Monitor has came out, and it's not good for us. See if I can find it first. Where'd it go? There it is. I got her. Some D4, which is the worst of the worst. Exceptional drought has moved into mainly all of Kiowa County, eastern part of Greer County, and a little bit chunk of Worstall and southeastern Beckham County. Not much, but it's dry. And then up in northwestern Oklahoma, part of Ellis and Woodward County is under D4 also. Most of it, western Oklahoma, east of I-35, is under a D3 for sure. Yeah, it's going on. Doesn't look good. Guys, I hope my throat gets better. I know I don't sound the greatest in the world, but I'm working on it. I'm trying. I cut out the gluten to help. So hopefully I get better. Yeah, I'm not sick. I just got a throat that won't cooperate with the deal. So with us being in the red flag warning, guys, don't be doing any welding outside unless it's just absolutely necessary. Make sure you got a fire watch with you. Just the winds are going to be gusting up to 40 and 45 today. And I noticed on one of my weather maps a while ago around 7 o'clock this afternoon that dry line forms again like it did out in the panhandle of Texas last night. So there's a chance for some pretty good size hail this evening here. So stay weather alert today, if you will. If you're out hauling hay or doing anything else, make sure you check chains, bearings, all that stuff. Anything to prevent fires is, I guess, bottom line. Hey, I have, here's the question for the day. And the winner's either going to get a pair of really nice leather gloves from Great Plains Bank, or you have your choice, leather gloves or a really nice Great Plains cap, black with a white back on it. It's a pretty nice cap. I'm going to be the judge. What I want to know is, what is your favorite cut on beef and your favorite recipe? I won't say your name on the show, but I want to read the recipe out there towards the end of the show. So what's your favorite cut of beef and what's your favorite recipe in preparing it? And me being the judge, I'll pick the best one that looks good to me, delicious to me, and you'll be the winner. 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Text it in, and I need your name, unless you're just playing along and don't want the prizes, so I can write your name on the prizes, but I promise you I won't read your name out loud on the show. But I want to know your favorite cut of beef and your favorite recipe. 580-225-9697, and I will read it off on the last segment of the show today. All right. Man, lots going on. We got the drought monitor not looking too good for the Texas Panhandle and all of western Oklahoma, which includes the Oklahoma Panhandle. Just not looking good. Harvest crews are kicking up. Some of my friends are saying they're going to start combining here pretty quick. We're a little early, which dry weather caused that. They got crews working around Sentinel already, and we talked about Okarchi the other day. And there's, I think, a couple more crews went south yesterday, but it is nothing like normal going on, and I hate it for us. But there is some good news. According to the Oklahoma Mezzanette, they announced D4 has entered the chat. So we talked about that, but they said it really is looking like a super El Nino coming up this fall, which doesn't mean nothing for us right now because we're so dry. And also, if you're taking some cows into Elk City Livestock Auction, make sure you call in. I have not got notification that they've shut off yet. Maybe, why don't we just get on Facebook and see if we do. Hang on here. See if they put it, that's where they usually put it first. Bear with me. There it is right there. See if they have announced it yet. Nope, nothing new on there. But make sure you call the Elk City Livestock Auction to make sure they're still taking cows. I'd take some in early this morning when I called Brandon yesterday. He told me to have them in really early this morning because he was guesstimating that he would have to shut the cows off at noon today. Doesn't look like they've announced it yet, and I haven't got an updated text message. So try that out. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Of course, we all know Trump and China are meeting up, and soybeans plunged in overnight trading as traders wait for any positive news on trade out of the meeting between the presidents of China and the United States. The meeting are scheduled to last all the way through mañana. Everything's been kind of quiet in terms of ag or trade announcements so far, according to media. So the paper pushers drop the price on everything so they can work their way up. The two reportedly discussed Taiwan, and which the Chinese president said that was the biggest issue with relations between the United States and China and the Strait of Hormuz. Both sides agree that keeping the strait open was paramount to the global economy. China expressed interest in buying more oil from the United States, according to a White House official. Several executives from the U.S. companies, including, Elon was there, some more. They were all there buddying up. Soybean futures may have been pressured overnight by some technical selling. There we go. Prices yesterday reached the highest level in almost 2 months, which may have led for some investors who were long the market or bet on higher prices to liquidate their positions and book profits. Soybean futures for July delivery plunged 18.5 cents to 12.10 and a half a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost 430 to 334.20 a short ton. And soy oil fell 0.24 cents to 74.08 cents a pound. Corn futures were down 2 3/4 to 478 a bushel. Wheat futures for July delivery in Chicago was down or came up 3 3/4 to 679 1/4 a bushel. Kansas City futures dropped 1 3/4 to 723 a bushel. And when I looked earlier, the board did not look good on wheat prices, and I'm trying to find out why. Ethanol output rose to the highest level in almost a month. According to EIA, production increased an average of 1.082 million barrels a day. That's up from 1.017 million barrels a day. Midwest ethanol production jumped to an average of 1.02 million barrels a day. That's up from 959,000 barrels last week or the week prior. Golf course, you know what I got on my mouth. Gulf Coast output rose to 29,000 barrels a day on average. That's up from 26. Rocky Mountain output was unchanged at 11,000. The lone decliner was the East Coast, where production fell to an average of 10,000 barrels a day. There you have it. Red flag warnings have been issued for much of the Dakotas, parts of several other states, including Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and 30 to 40 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 50 up north of us, and we're going to get some 40 and 45s around here. And so there we go. The humidity might drop as far as 15% this afternoon. So again, I just want to let you guys know to be careful. Before I go to break, the New Penny News is hot off the press this morning. Stop by and get your favorite place and pick up your Penny News. I'm sorry, I said I wouldn't talk about politics, but I, especially with county commissioners. But on the front page, down there at the bottom right, is a big old picture of Sammy Carnes for County Commissioner District 3. He's not in my district. We're neighbors. On some land where I take care of some cattle for my land, one of my landlords. Anyway, I got to comment on the picture. He's got his big old black Stetson on, and I'm pretty sure this picture's Photoshop because that's the best he's looked in a long time. Anyway, check out Sammy's picture on the front page of the Penny News. And there's a lot of good stuff in the Penny News this week. Treesome Tree Trimmers, TLC Rentals, Pop and Sons Insulation, Townsley Ag Repair are all right there on the front page along with the old Sammy. Let's go ahead and take a, what is today? Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour. Let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau out of Cheyenne. Be right back.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
How was your break?
It was great until I stopped for gas. Prices have gone up almost a dollar with no end in sight. I might have to start watching how much I drive.
That's exactly why I use Upside. I never pay full price for gas with the free Upside app.
Upside?
Yes, Upside. It's the free app that gives you cash back just for buying the gas you're already buying. So, even with the rising gas prices, I'll never have to limit how much I drive.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Just last year, I made over $200 with the Upside app.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app right now.
Download the free Upside app to earn cash back on the gas you're already buying. Use promo code BEST for an extra 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BEST for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first fill up. That's BEST.
Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
It's time for some real outlaw country. Live in concert, Waye Jennings, grandson of country legend Waylon Jennings, bringing that raw rebel country sound you don't want to miss. Join us June 20th at Sugar Creek Casino for a night of real country music and high energy live entertainment. The show kicks off with Casey Chestnut at 7 p.m., followed by Waye Jennings live on stage. Tickets are online at sugarcreekcasino.com and start at $39. Only at Sugar Creek Casino off I-40 exit 101.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here is your Lipscomb Dealerships here in Elk City and Sayers, ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. And I went to the big city of Lipscomb, Texas. 96 degrees, heat index 92. Humidity is 14%, dew points 39. The winds are out of southwest at 20 with gusts up to 28. Peak wind gust today, 33 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation looks like 7/10. Red flag minutes already today, 11 minutes. No sub-freezing minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 69 degrees. And I had it up a while ago, and my apologies. Since we're talking about the Texas Panhandles, burn bans basically, 100% of the Texas Panhandle is under a burn ban. And looks like Wichita County and Archer over there by Wichita Falls have taken their counties out of the burn ban, but it is a solid burn ban in the Oklahoma Panhandle or Texas Panhandle. Okay. The Oklahoma Forestry Department is still on site down there at the, they've named the fire Graham Flats fire, and down there between Carter, Retrop, and Willow in that triangle there. It's not a huge fire, but it's a pain fire. How does that make sense? Just down there in that river bottom down there where probably cattle hadn't been in years, and it's just a mess. And it was, I could see smoke coming from there all day yesterday, and I'm sure they're watching it, if not working on it again today, because of these high winds we got going on as of right now. So keep your fingers crossed with that. I will be doing the Exploring Energy Show in the morning. Sean Wilson's going to be out of town, and I'm going to have Oklahoma State Representative Nick Archer on for a couple of the segments. So join me in the morning on Exploring Energy, and then I'll be back here for my show Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. We'll see how that's going. Okay, let's check out the markets, see what's going on with it, gold to grains. Man, that's crazy. July, Kansas City wheat, 703 down 21 and a half. September, 714 down 21 and a quarter. Wheat for out of Chicago, July, 657 down 18 and a half. September, 670 down 17 and a half also. Corn for July, 466 down 14 and a half. September, 473 down 14. And soybeans for July, 1187 down 42. Man, the markets are wreck over here on the grains. July is 1187 down 42. August, 1184 down 39. Oats for July, Soybean meal, July, 331.20 down 730. August is 324.50 down 710. Oats for July, 361 down 5 3/4. Cotton, where are you at? Cotton for July, 83.94 down 287. October's 84.83 down 227. Hey, I got a question for you guys while we're talking about cotton. At what point in the board, cotton board, do you guys quit paying attention to it? Is it July, August, September, October, December of this coming up year, this year? When do you guys don't care about the cotton price anymore? I heard a rumor yesterday. That's why I'm asking you. So, all right, let's go back to livestock. Some green going on there. Live cattle for June, 253.15, up 35. August, 247.45, up 97. Feeder cattle, May, 368.72, up 140. August is up 52 at 361.45. September is 359 even, up 102. Lean hogs, June, 99.45, down 142. See what the oil and natural gas is doing. It's just hanging out there about $101.39 a barrel for June. Natural gas is 289, up 3.03 today. So there you have it. All right, let's see what happened at, I didn't get to do it yesterday, so I'm going to do it today. Let's see what happened with the feeder cattle at Beaver Livestock Auction there in Beaver, Oklahoma. Total receipts, 8,388 compared to 8,444 last week and a little over 5,000 head this time last year. Compared to last sale, feeder steers over 600 pounds were $5 to $10 lower, conservatively. Feeder heifers, 600 pounds, over 600 pounds, $7 to $9 lower. In a like comparison, steer and heifer calves mostly steady with a slightly lower undertone noted. Demand was good. Quality today ranged from plain to fancy with several large drafts of replacement heifers. Buyers were cautious with the CME feeder futures boards dipping steadily Monday and closing $6 lower Tuesday. And all right, well, let's just check out some. Let's do two or three different weights on the steers and the heifers. Let's go with the four weights, the light four weights here. There was some weighing unweaned 405, bringing 595, and don't really have any lightweight wean ones to go with. Then we had 117 head weighing 490, weaned, bringing 530 to 556. Some unweaned 594 or 494s bringing 515. So about 30, 40 cents difference there between the weans and unweans. Not bad though. Six weights, 625s weaned, bringing anywhere 448 to 455. Unweaned ones, 430 to 439. Same thing, 20 to 30 cents. Let's go with some seven weight steers. 729 weaned 405 to 410, 765s weaned 388 to 394, some 874s bringing 346.50 to 360, some 9 weights bringing 328 to 337. strolling down here to the girls. Here we go. We got some 492 weights, quite a few of those, bringing 405 to 415 were winged. Some 473 unwinged brought 385. So again, the trend, it looks like it's 20 to 30 cents difference in weaned versus unweaned at the moment, according to this report. Some 626 weighing 626 was bringing 345 to 355 on some heifers. Some 679 heifers, 340 to 350. Some 8-weight heifers, 318, quite a few of them, actually 541 in that class. 832 bringing 318 to 324. There you have it. Oh, okay. That's your report from the Beaver Livestock Auction in Beaver, Oklahoma. Okay, let's take Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
In this area, a lot of people wean their calves off their cows in the fall. Wheat's planted in the fall, and they buy calves. They take them to the sale barn or maybe private treaty. They run them through the winter on wheat. And some sell in March before they cut their wheat. Some take them through May and graze out their wheat and sell them in May or run them through grass in the summer. I have cattle. The guys I work with, they have cattle. I'm a fourth generational rancher. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted Hi-Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Your farm deserves only the best, and that's why Valley Genuine Parts are crafted to meet the highest standards to elevate your pivot's performance, covering all your pivot needs. Valley Genuine Parts provide optimal operation and extend the life of your pivots, from drivetrain components to sprinkler parts. Invest in the best for your farm. Valley is your partner in irrigation success. Stop by Knutson Irrigation or call 1-800-373-9325 or online at knutsonirrigation.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. We're excited to announce we are now a dealer for Terraplex Ag drones. These drones are American built. And of course, we have the best feed and minerals for your livestock, along with our SPIZ ProGrow lawn fertilizer and pasture and range herbicides. Remember, we sell to Texas customers as well and welcome your business. Stop by or give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for the latest updates and information.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
right, welcome back, everybody. Here is your Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Weather Update for northwestern Oklahoma. Pick the city of Buffalo. 92 degrees, feels like 89. Dew points 50, humidity's 24. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 19 with wind gusts currently at 27. 36 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 72 degrees, sunset 8:38. Breezy and 98 today with south winds 18 to 23 with wind gusts up to 40. Tonight, 30% chance of thunderstorms, 64 for a low. Tomorrow, I don't think it's going to be windy because it says northwest to south, 2 to 7 miles an hour. It's going to be hot and partly sunny, 96 degrees. All right, I've got some great recipes in on the Fowler Agency text line. If you're just joining us, didn't hear it at the first of the show, I got a pair of Great Plains work gloves, leather, good gloves too, by the way. Or your choice, you can. I got a really nice black Great Plains black and white hat here. You got your choice. I think it pretty much got the same thing up there at KWFX Woodward. But here's the deal. What's your favorite cut of beef? And what's your favorite recipe preparing your favorite cut? 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. I'll take some more recipes this segment. And then next segment, I'll probably read off a couple of them, but I'll read you what I think was my favorite one. And pretty cool recipes coming out so far. Looks like ribeye is everybody's favorite cut of beef so far. So somebody change it up. Go with the, don't go with the brisket. Please don't go with the brisket. Sorry. That's the worst cut on the whole beef, even though we all love it. it doesn't matter. You send me in what you got. All right. Update from the Oklahoma Forestry Department. On the outlook, fire danger continues to hold attention throughout the remainder of the week and weekend for above normal temperature and drying intrusion into western counties. Severe weather risks continue as well over the slow to green fuels in the far west and panhandle counties, presenting persistent lightning ignition awareness. The severe risk becomes more widespread Monday as a cold front approaches within a cool down Tuesday. See the current 7-day precipitation forecast holds a little bit of optimism. We're on that line right now. I can see that precipitation line goes from just a little bit west of Hollis up towards Alva. So we're on the border. Hopefully this ain't a bunch of storms that you just got to be under the right clouds. We need a good rain. Again, Texas counties and Woodward counties are in a burn ban in Oklahoma. Keep your fingers crossed, everybody. Get some rain because the old drought monitors. I agree. One of my friends when Oklahoma Mesonet posted that on social media this morning, one of the farmer friends down there at Hobart said it's about time. I know Kiowa County just being... Oh, yeah, they've had a few rains this year, but, man, for the last year, they just haven't had any good consistent moisture all the time down there. So I feel your pain for sure. Okay, moving on. Hey, look at this. Grilling season brings mixed prices for Texas consumers. This is from the Texas A&M AgriLife today. Their weekly email, as Memorial Day approaches and grills fire up across Texas and Oklahoma, consumers will see a mixed picture of meat at the meat counter. Beef prices remain well above last year's levels, while pork and chicken continue to offer more affordable options, according to Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service economists. Beef remains the most expensive protein heading into the grilling season, says David Anderson, Professor David Anderson from the AgriLife Extension Agriculture Economist and Professor in the Texas A&M College of Agriculture and Life Sciences Department of Agriculture Economics. How would you like to write that title down every day? Consumers price index data from March show choice beef averaging more than $10 per pound across a range of cuts, up from roughly $8.75 a year ago. He said the higher prices primarily stem from the nation's cattle herd shrinking to its smallest size since 1961, limiting lean beef supplies. I don't know about that. Fundamentally, nothing changing the fact that beef is going to be expensive and most costly than it was last year. Anderson added, tighter supplies, good demand, that's driving prices. There we go. That was a smart thing to say. However, some prices at wholesale levels have improved. He said ribeye prices recently averaged about $11.50 a pound. That's down from $13 a pound a year ago. While New York strip, bullcrap, Kansas City strip prices remain steady near about $10.45 per pound. Tenderloin prices were slightly higher than last year. Ground beef also continues to climb. Wholesale prices for 90% lean ground beef reached $4.52 a pound last week compared to $3.75 a year ago, and that's wholesale I'm talking about. Pork prices are stable, Anderson said. Retail pork averaged $4.87 a pound in March, slightly below the $4.95 recorded a year ago. Wholesale pork rib prices increased about $1.50 a pound, to about $1.90 a pound. Sorry, that's up from $1.55 a pound last year. Pork trimmings used in sausage production held steady. Pork bellies, the source of bacon and a growing favorite among backyard smokers, averaged $1.57 per pound, slightly down from last year. Anderson said retailers are increasingly stocking whole pork bellies as interest in smoking and diverse cooking styles grow. Huh. Chicken may provide the best value, or at least the lowest price, this grilling season, he said. Retail chicken prices averaged $2.41 per pound in March, slightly below last year's prices. Wholesale chicken prices dropped more sharply. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts averaged $1.80 per pound last week, down from $2.75 a year ago. Chicken wings also declined to roughly 90 cents per pound wholesale, a noticeable drop from $1.99 in early 2025, and their peak at $3.80 a pound in 2022. What that might suggest, and maybe we'll see more deals come around Memorial Day, some specials on chicken, because grocery stores have been able to price some of it at a lower cost to themselves, Anderson said. The benefits us, the shopper, he says. Higher fuel and fertilizer prices continue to pressure poultry, pork, and beef producers. And I got my tank filled up yesterday, and holy moly, I had to have it. It might be still be in there come this fall. I don't know if my tractor is going to move. And the broader food supply chain, Anderson said fertilizer prices or costs raise feed prices for livestock producers by increasing the cost of corn and soybeans. Diesel prices also affect transportation costs across the industry. From hauling livestock to delivering meat products to grocery stores and hauling hay. I don't think we've seen the full effect of that through our food system yet, but it's going to affect it. Despite those challenges, Anderson said consumers may still find opportunities to save this summer, particularly on chicken and some pork products. But I would expect some special features around the holidays on a lot of items, including beef, Anderson said. Folks are going to notice some relatively less expensive pork and chicken versus the beef side. There you have it. Pretty interesting. I don't know. I think there's still, I've been preaching about it since I started the show. Prices have come up slightly in the last couple of years when you're buying local beef from a local producer, but nothing like what you're seeing in the grocery stores. So if you get a chance, I mean, it's probably a little late for Memorial Day, but July's 4th coming up. If you get a chance, go buy you a quarter or half or a whole beef if you got room in your freezer from a local producer. It's still way cheaper than getting your beef elsewhere. There you go. Okay. Let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When I come back, I will see what kind of recipes we got going on, and we'll finish up with the Pete's pick of the week on the equipment. Be right back.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op Gin, 720 South Main, Elk City, 225-0191.
After a storm, most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. At 100X Roofing, we've seen it time and time again across western Oklahoma. That's why so many homeowners trust us when it matters the most. We offer complimentary inspections to give you peace of mind and to catch problems early before they turn into costly repairs. And if you need to file a claim, we'll help you through the insurance process to make it simple and stress-free. With over 25 years of roofing and construction experience, we're proud to be licensed, insured, and community focused. We don't just do roofing either. From siding to gutters to windows and doors, we're your complete storm damage experts. Ask us about upgrading your roof with a Class 4 impact resistant shingle for stronger protection. And with financing available, getting the job done is easier than you think. When the storm passes, make the right call. Search 100X Roofing online or find us on Facebook. 100X Roofing, built on trust, proven in storms.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Out here in the country at Lipscomb Ford and Sayre, we don't just sell Ford vehicles. We drive them, work in them, and depend on them just like you do. And right now, for a limited time, we can offer you the same Ford employee pricing discounts that save us a lot of money when we buy our own Ford trucks and SUVs. That's right, you pay what we pay on new Ford vehicles, including F-150, Super Duty, Bronco, Escape, Mustang, and more. Save more in Sayre at Lipscomb Ford and LipscombFord.com during the Ford employee pricing event. Good people, great deals since 1979.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 11th. 1,191 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 463 brought 540. 17 at 686 brought 404. 126 at 849 brought 355. 12 at 869 brought 355. 53 at 902 brought 346. 40 at 1,038 brought 314. 4 at 739 brought 341. 20 at 801 brought 327. 26 at 912 brought 322. Butcher cows were 55 to 178. Butcher bulls brought 163 to 235. Bred cows were 2150 to 3950. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Man, I got some good recipes. Hamburgers coming into the play pretty good. Nice. Appreciate it. Let's do Ober Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. I picked a big town of Mangum. Also, somebody's shot me a message here and said Mangum Fire Department got called out on that Graham Flats fire again last night, wildfire. So, yep, it's still active. According to the Forestry Department, it's not very big, but it's only 15% contained. So hopefully nothing goes crazy down there with all the wind we're having today. 91 degrees, dew points 52, humidity's 27. Winds are out south at 17 miles an hour, the wind gust up 26. And 0.1 inch of rain in the last 10 days. Bare soil temperature at 4 inches, 75. Sunset at 8:32, breezy at 98 today, south winds 23 to 29, tonight 30% chance of showers, 69, tomorrow windy, south-southwest winds 15 to 23 miles an hour, the wind gust up to 30, with your high temperature at 104. Hey, one of my favorite, most favorite person in the world is listening. She used to be my sidekick here today, and I've kept up with her. She's doing really good in college. I want to give a big shout out to Miss Jill Metters. She agrees with me on the Kansas City Strip. So we got that in common. All right, let's check out the text line. I'll notify you if you're the winners. Don't be texting in saying this, did I win? You'll know if you win. So this is pretty simple. Ribeye steak marinated overnight and tenderizer. And where's your sister shower sauce? Steak seasoning from Atwood's. Grill 6 minutes on one side. Flip it. Grill it for 5 minutes. I don't know if that minute makes a difference. It probably does. On the other. And let it rest for 5 minutes and enjoy. Your most common ones, like this right here, are usually the best. That's what, unless my wife gets out her steak seasoning, salt and pepper and butter on a Kansas City strip is my favorite. It sounds simple, but it's really good. But I want to read you a couple more of these here. My favorite cut is going to be the bone-in ribeye. My recipe is probably going to be a little different. I normally make a pot of coffee every morning. And what I do when I'm making steaks is take the leftover coffee pour into a gallon Ziploc bag and put a couple of ribeyes in it and let it soak for at least 6 to 12 hours. And then I'll take them out, tap them dry with a paper towel, and then season them to my liking with land and cattle seasoning and Uncle Chris's steak seasoning. Then I grill them on the grill to medium rare. Best steaks you'll ever eat. And they do sound good, big time. And then here's some more. Flank steak, marinate in lime juice, cilantro meat tenderizer overnight. I hope I said that right. Grill 3 to 4 minutes on each side. Put on a cutting board in aluminum foil and rest it for 10 minutes. Then slice it against the grain. Make pico out of tomatoes and jalapenos, onion, garlic, and cilantro. And then put flank steak in a blackened flour tortilla with pico and some ice cold beer with refried beans and rice on the side. That sounds really good. And then one person said, it's hard to beat a good hamburger. And then here we go, another simple one. Ribeye seasoned with Lawry's seasoned salt. Is that, yeah, Lawry's, I believe is that what it is. Seasoned salt on the grill, medium rare, then a little butter on top when done. And ground beef is their favorite cut because you can make all kinds of meals with it. And then somebody just texted in T-bone. And then somebody wants to argue with me on the New York Strip. It's a Kansas City Strip. There's a lot of opinion on that. I think they're saying the last part of the strip is actually the Kansas City strip and the front part is New York. It's all Kansas City all the way. We don't do anything with that. Yes, they did. They said coffee. Coffee. Yeah, that's what they said. They take the leftover coffee and put it in a bag and marinate it overnight with their coffee, leftover coffee. Check it out. Somebody try it. I want to know. There's no coffee in my house. You don't want to see me on coffee. It'd be a really ugly picture. So, and there you have it. Okay, let's see what Pete's pick of the week is. It's a JCB tractor. Fuel prices are starting to impact machinery sales, he's saying. All right, here we go. This week's Pete's pick of the week puts a tractor in the spotlight. It's a 2019 JCB Fast Track 8330 with 4,100 hours on it, sold for $112,000. Steffes Group Incorporated hosted a reduction sale for KJ Farms in Hostington. Is that how you say that? Hostington. There we go. Kansas. This is the highest auction price in 20 months for a Fast Track with over 4,000 hours. Pretty cool looking little tractor. Machinery Pete credits the Steffes Group's marketing plan for getting top dollar. The auction listing had 217 photos. Give me an angle, a good or bad. It just tells the potential buyers we are being as transparent as we can. You know, talking about that, that is so true. I see people post stuff on Facebook, on the marketplace, and other places for sale. So, it doesn't matter what it is, a piece of farm equipment, or a rifle, or a set of golf clubs, or a tank. Or the biggest thing I notice is when people are trying to sell their UTVs, whether it's a Ranger, whatever, Polaris Ranger, or whatever brand, Can-Am, whatever. They don't even clean them up. They just take a couple pictures of them. Here, I want $20 million for this thing. I guarantee you, if you take care of your stuff and post a picture you're selling of equipment, no matter what it is, the items, and clean them up, you're going to get top dollar and you're going to sell faster. Machinery Pick, Pete. Oh, I don't know why I want to say Pick. Machinery Pete is starting to see slight changes in used equipment prices. The shock of diesel prices is starting to sink in. For example, a sale in Ohio on May 9th had a completely restored 1972 John Deere 4000 diesel that sold for only $14,000. And 1984 GMC K3500, also completely restored, sold for $29,000. While the number of equipment auctions in 2026 is up almost 20% through May 7th, compared with last year, the number of 1 to 3 year old items sold at auction is down by that much also, 20%. Tillage is down by 28.6%. Planting seed is down 25%. 100 to 174 horsepower tractors is down 23%. Harvesting equipment is down 13.7%. While it's too early to know the extent of softening prices and inventory levels, he continues to hear reports of high late model tractor values. On a recent Agra Talk segment, Machine Repeat and Chip Flory attributed the increase to farmers have been focused on acquiring the best condition of used machinery. The cost of new machinery remains high. The supply of later model used machinery has been tightening, according to what they have. So their sales coming up, according to him, Adam Marshall Land and Trust Auction in Kearney, Missouri, Nebraska is coming up. Looks like it's got a 2005 John Deere 8122 wheel drive with 3,300 hours on it. A 2008 John Deere 9570 STS with 1,600 hours on it, and a 2000 John Deere 8110 two-wheel drive with 6,230 hours on it and a 2020 Fast 9553 PTF sprayer with a 500-gallon tank coming up on it. So, sounds like a pretty good auction. What do you guys think? All right, I'll notify the winner here in just a second on the text line. Thanks for partaking in that. I appreciate it. And my voice made it this whole hour. Can't believe it. All right. See you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.